Peanut Butter Keith's mind beauty.
Hi, I'm JC. Welcome to the Forbidden Cities, a Keeper of the Lost Cities podcast. A podcast where Cindy and I talk about Keeper of the Lost Cities books, theories, characters, ships, and more.
Hello.
I'm JC.
I'm Sydney.
And welcome to the Forbidden Cities podcast. Today's episode is a Google Translate game. Sydney, would you like to explain the rules of the game and
sure.
how it works? Okay.
Okay. So, JC came up with this game, and I'm very, very excited to do it. What we're going to be doing is, well, actually, what we did do is we asked for quotes from our listeners and picked a few out ourselves, and we put them through Google Translate.
Like 10 times, 10 different languages.
10 different languages. Well, some. Actually, a few of mine are only a few languages just because they were hilarious after one translate.
See, what I did is I just translated like straight from, like I did Spanish and then Spanish to Finnish and then Finnish to Chinese. I didn't even translate it back to English to see what it was until it was done. And they are beautiful. I didn't even recognize some of them.
I did it very strategically. I was like, okay, this is funny. Next. Anyway, but the twist on it is we're going to have each other guess what the quote is.
And who said it?
And so, how are we going to do that? 1 point each?
1 point, yeah. 1 point if you can guess the person, 1 point if you can guess the quote.
I feel like if you can guess the quote, you can guess the person.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll go with it. Because sometimes you can guess the person, but, like, not the rest of the quote. Because you can tell who would say something like that. That's what happened with my sister. And should there be, like, a timer? Like, you have a certain amount of time to guess?
No. It's funny if we can laugh about it some.
All right.
Okay, we're good.
So, Sydney, would you like to read the first translated?
Gladly.
Actually, I have a bonus one. Do you want me to do the bonus one first?
Sure.
Okay, this is just a character's name, and I translated it with, okay, I'll tell you what I translated afterward, and I just want you to guess what character's name these three are, okay?
Okay.
Is it Rocket, Burp, and Rabbit? They're all, one character.
Wait, that's all one name?
Yep. In different languages.
Is it Keith?
Yep. I tried to translate love, Keith, and, you know, love, it was, like, amor, all of those. But then each one, it's, like, love, Rocket. Love, Burp. Love, the barrel.
Love, the barrel.
Love, Rabbit. Anyway, that made me laugh.
Did you pick that one, or did someone send it in?
No, I just picked that one. But, yeah, that's just a bonus, because it wouldn't translate love funny, just translated Keith. Mm-hmm. And every time I was cracking up.
Love, okay. Rocket.
You should go first now because I said
since you've Rocket. Started us off.
Yeah.
So this first one is sent in by a listener. I think your name's pronounced Farah. And so here is the translated quote. The answer may be false. If you want to be trusted, read the Shadow Steam article.
Oh, it's Tam.
Do you know what he said?
Oh, okay. I was just looking at this quote for our parentage episode. It's, read it again. Read it again.
The answer may be false. If you want to be trusted, read the Shadow Steam article.
Okay. I can get close. It's article.
I have no idea where that came from.
Answers can be lies.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be trusted, if you want me to trust you, let me read your shadow paper.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you know what, this isn't for a point, but do you know what book it's in?
I'm never asking you.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, your turn.
Wait, isn't that it? Oh, no, okay. It's not.
We can make it a point, a bonus point.
Yeah, okay, let's try it.
All right, Sydney now has 3 points.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sometimes things get worse, and they get worse.
Sometimes things have to get worse before they get better.
No! We're too good at this already! No!
That's Keith in Lodestar, right before he blows up Foxfire.
I actually don't know what book. I didn't write down what book.
I think it's Lodestar.
From. It probably is. I'm going to trust you.
It's before he
blows up. Oh, and I forgot to mention, that was sent in by at Faroha, F-A-R-O-H-A, 2007, 24. Yeah.
We're so good at reading. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've read Lodestar almost as many times as I've read Everblaze, so I'm pretty sure it's
Lodestar. And I've read Never Seen Plenty,
so that's, that's how she knew the TAM.
I threw in a Rowley quote in here somewhere, just to throw you off, because it's not a famous quote, but I knew you'd...
Oh, I'll know it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, next one. We did not comply with our order. This is sent in by the same person.
What is this, Star Wars?
We did not comply with our order.
Huh?
Do you need me to tell you, like, who says it or something?
Yeah.
Keith.
What?
I have no idea what book.
I don't know.
We did not comply with our order. It's translated really weird from the original thing.
It sounds like it's something about them being rebellious, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
We did not comply with our order. What order? We don't listen to you? I don't have to listen to you?
No.
Am I getting warmer?
You're going in the wrong direction.
No, really?
I mean, yeah. He's not talking to someone.
What?
He is, but he's not talking to the person he didn't listen to.
I have no idea.
Do you want me to tell you the quote?
Yeah.
Okay, it's because our families don't decide who we are. We decide who we are. That translated to, we did not comply.
I was like, is he defying Forkel's orders? I was back in Never Seen in my head where he's like, I don't want to read these books.
That makes sense, yeah. I would have guessed that. I translated that, and that's the one I looked up, and I said, Sydney's not going to get
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no. We do not comply with that order. That does not sound like Keith.
No.
No. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about this one.
All right.
This was sent in by at Coker Holiday, at Apples and Daisies, and at Sam Cali 2020. There's a bunch of little periods and stuff in there, but I'm not going to read those. You're just going to have to search them for yourselves. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Rudisa is retro.
Who?
Rudisa is retro. And retro is capitalized.
I'm trying to think of a quote that would involve Rudisa. And that a bunch of people would send in.
Is Rudisa something I should know about?
No.
Okay, good.
It sounds like Redek.
Redek?
It's Morella's last name, right?
Oh, I say Redek.
Redek. I don't know.
Why do I say that?
It's probably right. I don't know. I mean, you did say London.
I did say what?
London.
Hush.
I don't know if that's involved in the quote.
I feel like it'd be funnier if I wrote these down, too.
Like, wrote which ones down?
If I wrote them down and made you read them.
Oh, that's true.
Who do you think said it?
Biana?
Nope.
How many guesses do I get?
I don't think you'll guess it.
Okay, I give up. What is it?
You want another quote?
Well, tell me who said it.
Keith.
What is
it's really famous. Three people sent it in.
Oh, Rudisa is retro?
Yeah, I'm giving you lots of hints, so I'm not sure if this is still going to count, but...
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going to have to edit out so much just dead air on the podcast. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to be so disappointed in myself. Okay, what
you
is
are.
It?
Just think of famous Keith quotes. Though, to be honest, it does not match at all. The only thing that matches is how short and long it is.
Short and long? Mm-hmm. Oh, like...
Because like how... Short. Sorry, the length of it. That's the only thing that matches.
I don't know.
Okay, it's back the T-Rex up. Actually, it's whoa, back the T-Rex, back the T-Rex up. So it's, oh, Rudisa is retro.
Rudisa is retro. Okay.
I was like, what on earth is this? Okay.
Yeah, I would never have guessed that.
Mm-hmm.
So how many, we both got 3 points on the first one, and both of us got zero on the second one.
Yep.
All right, so both at 3 points.
Yep.
All right, next one. This is from Michael. Michael emailed me. Take care of my shoes.
Take care of my Moonlark.
Yes. Do you know who said it?
Forkel and Lodestar.
Yes. And he's talking to Orly, which is why I was so proud of Michael. I was like... your turn.
Okay. This one, you might get this one. Okay. This one actually has two options from the same language it ended up translated in.
Okay.
It gave me two different gendered ones.
Okay.
So we have... Maybe if I leave her and she can, she'll be broken. Or maybe if I leave him and he can, he'll be broken. It literally gave me two. I can tell you what language it is. Hold on.
Yeah. I don't know.
Think about it. Who talks about... This isn't super famous. I knew it right away. I can tell you what book it's from.
Okay, that would help.
It's Lodestar.
Lodestar. Broken.
Maybe if I leave her and she can, she'll be broken. Maybe. It totally switched up the...
Okay, who says it? And then I'll be able to probably guess the quote.
It's Sophie.
Okay.
Oh, well, it's like a narrative. It's not someone saying it. It's her thought.
Okay. Maybe if I...
The first word is the same as the quote.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I started to get it. Hold on. I feel like we should be able to look it up, but that would be cheating.
Who do you think she's saying it about?
I have no idea. Because I don't know if they're talking, what they're talking about, like, in that context. So she could be talking about a broken mind, but I can't remember her worrying about, except Keith dying at the beginning. And then... Oh, maybe if she never let go, she could hold all the broken pieces together.
Good job!
That's Keith.
Yay!
All right, so I have 1 point from that one.
Uh-huh, even though it gave you a bunch of hints for this one.
I'll give you hints.
Mm-hmm. That one was just so funny to me because it, like, the genders, maybe if I leave her and she can, she'll be broken. It took maybe if she never let go, she could hold... What? Where did... I don't even know. Okay.
All right.
Oh, and that one was sent in by @magicaldoggies.
Oh, Magical Doggies. I've heard that you are a fan.
Magical_doggies. Yeah.
Okay. Number four. This one was picked up by me. So no one wants to love again. Empathy always wins.
So no one wants to love again. Oh, okay. What?
The last part gives it away. Only for me.
Empathy always wins.
Empathy always wins.
Okay. It's either... Okay, it's either Keith or a rally. All I can think of is
you guys can't see me, but I'm silent
me
laughing.
All the feels. That's not it.
Is that your final answer?
No. Okay.
Tell me if you want me to tell you who says it.
Okay, hold on. Let me
think
about this.
I'm gonna sit here and try not to laugh.
Say it again.
So no one wants to love again. It's no one wants to semicolon love again. Empathy always wins.
No one wants to love again. No one wants to love again. Empathy always wins. Yeah, who says it?
Kenrick.
Kenrick!
That should give it away. I'm gonna knock the table over.
Oh, isn't it like, doesn't he say empaths are always right or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I don't read those books enough.
Well, it's Everblaze.
I figured. So no one wants to love again. That's really depressing for these characters.
It's especially accurate coming from Kenrick in Everblaze.
Yeah. Okay, what did I say a minute ago? I said imps are always right, or it's... No, okay. Is that part right?
No.
No? Okay, give it to me. What is it?
That's why I'm everyone's favorite. Well, second favorite. Empaths always win. That's, like, the last thing that he says to the council before he dies. So
I'm mad.
That's why I picked it out, because it's, like, the last Kenrick quote of the series. I mean, besides the memory and Unlocked. All right, okay. Your turn.
So this one was sent in by @Kinsey_ @the_sokeef_shipper. The Sokeef Shipper. Oh, I tapped the microphone. Oh, no. You're going to have to edit that out. Okay. This is the one. Okay, so we have repair for me, (messenger), is the only service. Repair for me, messenger, is the only service.
Repair for me, messenger, is the only
service. Isn't it weird that I put messenger in there?
Yeah. What book is this in? Do you know?
I don't know. I know the quote. Hold on. Let me think. Repair for me, messenger, is the only service. By the way, if you guys are listening and guessing, tell us if you can get them right.
Like, how many of them that you got right that we didn't?
Yeah.
Repair for me, messenger, is the only service.
It sounds like it's talking about Facebook. Repair messenger for me. It's the only service I use.
It does. Like some, like, angry person calling the helpline. I don't know why I get so quiet whenever I'm, like, talking beside a microphone. Mm-hmm. I probably should talk louder.
And I get louder, as you can see.
What was I going to say? Messenger.
Do you want to know who it is?
Yeah, tell me okay. Who says it.
It's Keith.
Huh.
Repair for me, messenger, is the only service. And the sentence structure is similar. Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. Take out the parentheses. So it says, repair for me, (messenger), is the only service. If you put a comma, there's actually supposed to be a comma before messenger and after messenger. So it would be, repair for me, messenger, is the only service.
All I can think of is Shannon Messenger, but I know that's not in the book.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a big hint. Okay. It's another last name.
She's just telling
me
the whole thing.
Messenger translated from someone's last name. Right? Isn't it weird?
Foster?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, because he says Foster all the time.
Okay, but listen. Foster translated
to
messenger.
I only get half a point if I guess this.
Google Translate translated Foster to messenger.
Weird. Conspiracy. Yep. The elves are upon us. I only get half a point if I guess this, because you've literally told me, like, half of it. Repair for me. Help me, Foster. You're my only hope. Is that right?
Very close. You're missing.
Fix me, Foster.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's in Everblaze.
Yeah, I was thinking it was Exile Everblaze.
It's either Exile Everblaze. Yeah, it's whenever he's chasing
when
her.
He's happy.
Yeah.
And free. And yeah.
And a little baby boy.
Uh-huh. And doesn't know about his parents yet.
Baby Keith Foster.
Yeah.
It's like whenever he's chasing her up and down the stairs in Havenfield, and, like, Grady glares at them and Adeline smiles at them. And Sandra's like, So I get half a point. So Jaycee's at 4.5 points, and Cindy's still at 3 points.
Okay, but you have to give me big hints, too.
Okay. I will give her big hints, but I only give her half a point.
Well, I gave you a whole point for one of them.
Which one? The last one I guessed, right?
You guessed that one, and then the one before it, what did I say? I don't know. I just gave you a lot of points.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you a full point.
You got to 4, and then...
And then 4.5.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll give you a full point, even if I give you, like, half of the quote for the next few.
No. Give me a full... I don't think I gave you... Well, I'll tell you whether you
We'll work on it. We'll play it by ear. All right, next one. So one of the words didn't want to translate...
Wait, I forgot... No, I did tell who sent it. Go ahead. Sorry.
You're good. One of the words didn't want to translate back to English, so we're gonna.
What?
You'll see. Quote number 5, and the rest of these I picked out myself. Well, the best part, Holuana, forever.
What?
I don't know how.
Holuana.
Holuana. Yes.
Spell it.
H O A L A U N A.
H O A.
L-A-U-N-A.
It's Hawaiian, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the last language I used.
Say it again.
Well, the best part, Holuana, forever.
That's great. Is it... forever.
Forever.
Well, the best part, forever.
Do you want me to tell you how wrong of a track you're on?
Not yet. It's not like Team Foster Keefe is going to win or anything along those tracks,
no.
Is it? Okay. Because I know Keefe's like, Team Foster Keefe, forever. Okay. Elves Live Forever, something about that?
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited for the next one. I'm going to tell you, sorry. Who says it?
Sophie.
Sophie?
She's talking to Orly.
Is it? It's got to be something about Kenrick dying?
Not directly. Do you want me to tell you who she's talking about?
Is it about Fenton being locked somewhere forever?
No.
Who's she talking about?
Alina.
Well, the best part. Alina forever?
No. How would that be the best? In any way. Do you want me to tell you what book it's in?
Yes.
Lodestar. It's when she goes to Orly's house.
Oh, it's got to be something about her being stuck beside Alina.
Yes.
I don't know. Okay, what is it?
No, you can guess it. You're so close. Just take a guess.
I don't know how to guess from that. Okay. Okay, so it's about Sophie talking to Orly about Alina.
Mm-hmm.
Something about her being stuck beside
And think about Kenrick having died.
Yeah.
And Fitz is there, but that doesn't make a difference.
I don't know how to make this fit the sentence structure at all. Like, Sophie to her alley.
Oh, let me add in. Well, comma, the best part, period. Holoana, period. Forever, period.
Okay. Well, the best part.
Do you want me to tell you what word Holoana is in English?
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't translate from Hawaiian to English, but the original word was neighbor.
See, something went wrong here, because being neighbors with Alina is not the best part.
Nope.
So I'm over here trying to think, what would be the best part? Like, okay, that Sophie gets away from Alina from Foxfire? Okay. Well, now I'm stuck with her or something like that. Oh, no, it's Sophie talking.
Mm-hmm. It's only four words, and you know the third word.
I don't know. What is it?
It's, ugh, worst neighbor ever. Sophie talking to Orly about Alina.
How did that get translated to best?
Well, the best part, Halloween went out forever.
The best part is, she's the worst neighbor ever.
Hoalauna.
Huh? Something went very wrong there.
It did. It went through, okay, these are the languages I used, and I used the same ones for each. I translated it Spanish, Finnish, traditional Chinese, Latin, German, Russian, Hebrew, Portuguese, Hungarian, Hawaiian, then back to English.
Wow.
Okay. So they're beautiful. Go ahead.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. This is a title.
Okay.
It's all capital, like all the first letters are capitalized.
Okay.
The original quote may or may not be, but it came out as a title.
Okay.
We have Peanut Butter Keefe's Mind Beauty. I was cracking up.
Is this a quote? Like, did someone say it?
Yes.
Okay. Peanut Butter Keefe's Mind Beauty.
I have an alternative one, but it'll give it away. It's just really funny. So you have to work with this one, and I'll tell you what the alternative is.
Okay. Peanut butter.
It's gonna make so much sense when you hear it, too.
Oh, no.
So much more sense.
Wait, you have, like, another translation, though?
Yes, but that one's... You would guess
it right
away.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, maybe.
What book is it? Do you know?
Hold on. Oh, it's... I think it's Exile.
Okay.
It's either... It's one of the earlier ones. It's when Keefe is happy still.
It's when Keefe is happy.
Peanut Butter Keefe's Mind Beauty.
I'm trying to think of... Did someone send it in, or is it one you picked?
I picked it.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be famous.
Well, okay. It's not famous, but if I say the first three words, you'll know exactly what it is.
Okay.
And you know it's about Keef because it says peanut butter Keef's Mind Beauty. I'm just going to make something for Instagram, like an art of that. Peanut butter Keef's Mind Beauty. Sounds like a product.
It does.
This peanut butter is Keef's Mind Beauty. Buy it.
Does it have something to do with Keef's mind and, like, the actual quote?
No.
Nice.
I feel like it has something to do with the time whenever Sylvany was sending Sophie, like, dreams. Is that right? No. It sounds like something Sylvany would have sent her
it
as
does,
a dream.
But it has nothing.
Sophie saying it?
No.
Is Keef saying it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I get at least 1 point, right? Since I guessed.
Yeah. Though, the thing is we do keep going, like, but yeah, you get 1 point.
I'll do half a point, so I have 5, because I'm OCD.
Maybe from now on, if you,
You have to guess their name first try?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that. So I'm still at 4.5.
You sure?
Yeah, that's more fair.
Okay.
Because we're going to do that, and that's what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter keeps mind beauty.
It's okay if you think about the words separate, like try to fit them into a sentence, you might get it. Like they're not in that order.
Okay.
No, you won't.
Okay. What is it?
The quote.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fine. Okay. I'll tell you the alternative quote, and if you can get this one, you get half a point because I think it's easy.
Okay.
I might give you a whole point depending on how fast you get it. Okay. The alternative one is, see, we get to know Keef's middle name from Google Translate. It's your beauty and courage, Keef Peanut Simpson.
What?
When he translated, I was like, this is what he's hiding. This is what's redacted.
No wonder.
And it even capitalized peanut.
Wow.
It's like Keef Peanut Simpson.
Wow.
Your beauty and courage, Keef Peanut Simpson, and it's Keef saying it. You can get this.
Your beauty and courage? Oh, is it whenever he's writing the poem to himself? Is that a yes or no?
Keep going.
Ode to Keef Simpson, that brave, lovable nut.
Yes. Yes.
Do I get half a point?
Yep.
Yes. No, I have 5 points. And Cindy still has 3.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, I did tell you.
Yeah, because you didn't
get... What book? I was going to say, can you get another point by the book, but I told you the book.
Yeah.
Yep. Keef, so, Ode to Keef Simpson, that brave level nut, went to Peanut Butter Keef's Mind Beauty.
Peanut butter. It's like we didn't just pick which nut it was, we decided to cream it. Can you imagine if we did that in every sentence?
Like. Yes.
We went from strawberries and bananas to just saying smoothie.
Yeah.
Humans to just saying, never mind.
Okay. What?
I mean, if you just took like an abstract word, like fruit, but then we said smoothie instead.
Okay, I was like creaming humans.
Instead of saying humans, we're not going there. So my next quote, you should be able to guess it. A swan is called a swan and sleeps. Serenity is hidden.
A swan is called a swan and sleeps. Serenity is hidden. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay. You're picking all ones from the earlier books, aren't you?
I have, like, one from each book, and then a couple of the books have doubles.
Nice. Okay.
I think.
Okay, so my first, is it Forkle?
Wait. Okay. No, it's not, but
it's
you're
not
close.
Okay. Say it again.
A swan is called a swan and sleeps. Serenity is hidden.
It's someone, it's like Prentice Jolie. Is it from... it's got to be from one of the earlier...
I think you've guessed every person on the Black Swan except the person that it is.
Tyrion, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, it is? Okay. Swan is called a swan and sleeps. Where did the sleep come from? It sounds so familiar.
You're going to be like,
oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, do not tell me. I feel like you can get this. A swan is called a swan asleep. Serenity is hidden. Can you tell me what book it's from?
Exile.
I knew it. That's what I was gonna say. I should have guessed first.
It's my only Exile quote.
Okay. See.
I think the only book that I have two quotes from is
Lodestar. It's not the Sing Swan, Spring Swan, Then Let's Fly, that thing.
It is.
It is? Yes!
Do you know the actual words to that part of it?
Is it the ending part?
It's the beginning part.
Ooh.
I'm still going to give it to you either way.
Okay. For some reason, I thought Sing Swan...
That's the end, then... Maybe it is the beginning, so maybe this is the end.
Okay. And then it's, like, tucked in a nest.
Yeah, that's
it's
the last.
It's something about that. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. A swan is called a swan and sleeps.
Yeah.
That's the line you're missing, but Google translated.
A swan is called a swan and sleeps. See, it has something to do with being, like, tucked in a nest, doesn't it?
The last part, serenity is hidden, is tucked in the branches of your quiet nest.
Yeah, okay. Sing swan, spring swan, then let's fly.
Follow the pretty bird across the sky.
Oh, that's it?
No, that's the part before this.
Okay.
Then it starts, a swan is called a swan.
See, I wish this was more relevant. I read this quote all the time on Pinterest, too. Follow the pretty bird across the sky. Oh, it's like, something, then let's rest.
A swan is called a swan, call.
Oh, call, okay. Isn't it something, then let's rest, though? Is that right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sing swan, spring swan, then let's fly. Follow the pretty bird across the sky. Something, then let's rest. Tucked in the branches of your quiet nest. Call swan, fall swan?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
I did not...
She got it.
If you can't tell, I hate Exile. I don't hate it.
No, I only like it. I only reread it all the time because of Kenrick still being alive in it.
Yeah, I don't hate it as much as Flashback. Exile's good. It's just for a long time, I didn't have that book. Mm-hmm. Then I finally got it a few years ago, and I think I've reread it once. So of all the books in the series, I never read Exile.
Wow.
Which is, the one time I reread it was to try to figure out that her.
I just had to read the entire book out loud for my brother. So my brother just started reading the series. Oh, I'm allowed to say my siblings' names, and they all want to be on it. Like, even the little ones.
Oh, no.
But Aiden, he just started reading the series. He's 12. And he listened to an audiobook of book one. And then the audiobook of book two was super expensive. So he had me read book two out loud to him until, like, page 400. Then he got impatient, read the rest of the book in a day. He, like, never reads. And he just read Everblaze in, like, a week. He came in my room after Kendrick died, threw the book at me. He is, yeah.
How far is he?
The bookmark's in there somewhere. It's the unlabeled one. He's not very far, I don't think. But he's read the part with Orly. But yeah, he came in whenever he got to the part where Kendrick died in Everblaze. Now, he's known that Kendrick died, like, since I read it, like, 5 years ago. He came in, threw the book at me, and said, I knew it was going to happen, but it wasn't ready. And then picked up the book and, like, walked out crying.
Aww.
And I was like, feel my pain. Because he's made fun of me for, like, 5 years.
And then he has to go through Kala and Neverseen. No. Spoiler alert. Yeah. And then he has to go through Forkle and Lodestar.
And he likes Alvar. So he was like, oh, Alvar's my favorite character. And I was like, and so then he takes Unlocked and reads the whole first half of it. Like, with Alvar's character description, he goes, Alvar's in the Neverseen? And I was like, I told you not to read that book.
Man, I really wanted him to find out in Neverseen.
In the book, right. But he found out in Unlocked, even though I told him repeatedly not to read it. But now he's at least not touching Unlocked anymore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he won't find out about Forkle, the end of Neverseen.
No one really dies in between that. There's nothing
hugely
sad between Lodestar and...
Brant dies during Lodestar. It's not
sad. Well, yeah, but not between Lodestar and...
I was always just like, because Orly's just like, oh yeah, he died. Gray matter everywhere.
I know!
And I was like, Orly!
I just read that last night, I was like, gracious!
How's your mind, honey? Should we get Sophie to check on you? So we got way off track.
Okay.
So, do I have the next quote?
No, I do.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Still winning.
This is from @CrystalNevaeh on Instagram. Shouldest thou be as a sojourner, a little in the peril of our lives, everything that we can use thee.
Who says it?
You want to know who says it?
Let me just guess one, and if okay. It's random, I'll get the point, but if not, it'll help me. Mr. Forkle?
No.
Okay, who is it?
Guess.
I don't know.
Fitz.
Is it Fitz? Mm-hmm. Okay. Read the quote again.
Shouldest thou be as a sojourner, a little in the peril of our lives, everything that we can use thee.
Is it in flashback?
I highly doubt it.
Okay.
I don't know, but I doubt it. Yeah, I really don't.
I don't pay much attention to anything Fitz says.
Oh. But.
Is this a famous quote?
I don't want to tell you because then you'll guess it based off of just it being a famous quote. But yeah, it's a famous quote. But yeah, please think about the words. Because he doesn't have that many famous quotes.
No.
That's the problem.
All I can think of is whenever he's like the only Fitz quote that I know of is like, we could all use a little more weird in our lives.
That's it, but that doesn't count.
Wait, is that the quote?
Yeah. Shouldest thou be as
what?
This is the one I only translated into like two languages. Let me look. One of them's Latin, and it came out like that, and I was like, nothing can make this further.
Sydney translated it back into Old English. Mm-hmm.
Let me find it. What
language? That's how he calls you weird. Shouldest thou be as a sojourner?
How does that fit at all?
I have no idea.
Okay, it. Yeah, I translated it into Japanese, and then I translated it back into Latin. Then I translated it back to English, and then to Greek, and it went, you should be like a resident, a little at the risk of our lives, whatever we can use. And then I translated it into English and then Chinese. So this is like the bare minimum. This is... Did you hear something? Okay. No. This is only six languages, and it went, no matter what we can use, you should risk your life a little bit like a resident.
And that comes from...
And all I can think of is, like, nursing home residents.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, and then I translate it back into Latin. So this is only seven languages, and it goes, they use no matter what is possible, not even a little bit... the life of you do not risk having to themselves it were implanted. For we could all use a little more weird in our lives.
That's amazing.
Yep. But the first one, shouldest thou be as a sojourner? A little in the peril of our lives.
Wow.
I don't know if that should count because you didn't guess it based off the quote at all. But it'll count. You get one
point. It was book two, I think.
Yeah, you were like, flashback?
Well, that's whenever Fitz does the most talking. The rest of them, he just like, you've done enough. That's all he says.
It might be Exile.
That's all he says during Exile until the very end is, you've done enough, and then slams the door. Except he says it in his
So
Fitz
wait, what's
accent.
The point tally?
I have
four.
Yeah, you have four and I have five. I won't take any points for that because I just guessed a random quote. Uh-huh. It was like not even based off of that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
My quote number seven. I know you can survive. That's I know, period. You can survive, period.
The first one was so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And now?
Okay. It's because...
I know you can survive.
It's because the first one was from Never Seen, and it's also my only... I can say this. It's my only Never Seen quote.
Okay.
And thus that Keith one, our families don't get to decide who we are. I think maybe that's Never Seen.
That sounds too positive for him. Then.
Hmm.
It would have been Sophie saying it if it were a Never Seen. I think that's like Nightfall.
Oh.
Or
I don't know.
Legacy. Okay. No, it's not. It's not Legacy. It's definitely not.
It's not Legacy because I threw that one.
I don't know. Yeah, it might be Lodestar being defiant. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say your quote again.
I know you can survive.
I know you can survive. Is it Keith?
No.
Ah! Are these even famous?
Yeah. My friend sent it to me as soon as she got to it.
I know you can survive. I know.
It's two separate sentences. Even in the original thing, I know, period. You can survive, period.
Okay. So they're, but it's the same person saying both of them.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you can survive. Is it Forkle?
No.
You can do it? Is that one of them?
No.
Give me some more hints.
Do you want me to tell you who says it, since you won't get the point? It's Orly. It's the only Orly quote I have.
Okay. I was thinking Orly, but I was like, no, she wouldn't do that, but she did.
Okay. It's, she's also, it's...
Is it sad?
It's, yeah.
It sounds...
And it's not...
Oh, is it... What is that? Is it from Unlocked or Legacy?
Yes, it's from Unlocked.
It's from Unlocked. Okay, it's the one where she's like, I know you don't need me. It's not, like, the gist of that, but I don't know the actual quote. Hold on.
That's not it.
Is it not?
No, it's a different one.
Mm, okay.
It is from Unlocked.
It's like, though. I know you're you're strong like that or something like
no.
that.
No. Do you
She says it to Sophie, doesn't hint? She?
Yes. But it's not about Sophie. So it says, I know, and then you can survive. But okay, if it was like, translated correctly, it would be, you know I can survive. Like, if it was translated in the right person.
Okay. I know I can survive. What?
Do you want me to tell you?
I can kind of guess the mood of, like, how they would say it. And I knew what book it was from.
So you get 1 point. We're tied now.
Okay, just tell me.
I know, and I have to live with that.
Ah!
It's after Sophie. She's like, no. I promise I didn't mean to hurt you, Sophie. And Sophie's like, well, you have. I know, and I have to live with that. She's really, like, that's whenever Sophie.
I feel so.
That's the moment whenever Sophie's, like, actually sad for a second. And then she's like, no, I don't feel bad for Orly. What am I, sympathetic?
See, okay, I knew it was from that conversation. And mm-hmm. I knew it was something that she was like, I know, and I can survive. You saying that or something like that, mm-hmm. but I couldn't figure out the right phrasing. Okay.
So close. Okay. You got the book. So 5-5. So I have to guess this next one.
Okay. I think you, I don't know. Okay. The fountain is worthless. Everything we do, we pay the same fees as Cepheus.
Is Cepheus supposed to be like Cassius?
I don't know. I don't know.
Something about the fountain. Is the book Nightfall?
Remember, I didn't write down these, so. Mm-hmm.
We'll record that.
Let me check. Answer. I don't think so, but I don't
Do you know
look
where
up...
it is in Nightfall?
I don't want to look, because then I think you'll know as soon as I pick up a book. Hold on, let me think. No, it's not Nightfall.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not Nightfall, actually.
Is Sophie talking?
Nope.
Oh, man. Can you tell me who the quote is?
A rally. Oh.
Read the quote again.
The fountain is worthless. Everything we do, we pay the same fees as Cepheus.
Oh, is it, Is it whenever she's visiting her in Lodestar and she's talking about Keefe. Don't let him underestimate Fintan. What mistake was that? Kinrigan underestimated Fintan. We all did. Don't let Keefe pay the same price we paid.
You had one word wrong. It's he, but she's talking about Kinrigan. So you're right. You're totally right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I get 1 point for the quote.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm glad you didn't get it without me saying, though.
Yes.
Because I was trying to throw you off by doing it orally.
But the thing is, I was thinking of Nightfall because of the Unity Fountain that comes into play in that one. Oh, my Amazon package was delivered. But, yeah. So that's what was confusing me. But, okay. Yay. I like that scene. I had a quote from it earlier.
The fountain. Fintan. The fountain.
Oh, Fintan is the fountain.
Yep, and then Cepheus was Keith.
Cepheus? Maybe that's his middle name.
Keith Cepheus Simpson.
I've wondered, this is so random, I've wondered if his middle name is, like, Cassius.
Oh, uh-huh.
So that's why he's like, nope, we're not going there.
Yeah.
Because Sophie would possible. Be like. Mm-hmm. next one. This is quote number 8 for me. Dimitar, I cannot make you a king who looks good.
What?
Dimitar, I cannot be a king who looks good.
See, See, these aren't famous, are they?
No. Not what? This one.
JC.
It makes complete sense.
Okay.
But this is the only one that's like, what? When did he say that? It's a he. I'll give you that since it's okay. So random.
Now I've got to figure out if it's...
Do you want me to give you another hint? I won't take away
points
for any of these.
Can I ask a question that
yes.
won't... Okay. Is Dimitar in the scene?
No.
He's not. Okay, so they're just talking about him randomly.
Yes. I'll answer yes or no questions like Orly did in Lodestar after they questioned Geffen.
Okay, if he's not in the scene, because I was like, okay, it's either Everblaze, Neverseen, or Nightfall. But if he's not in the scene, it still could be one of those, though, because it's...
Ask me if it is.
No, I'm not going to ask you because I want to get a point for that. Mm-hmm. So I got to think about this. Dimitar, I cannot make you a king who's pretty.
A king okay. who looks good.
A king who looks good. So he's not in the scene, because my immediate thought is, like, Keith, when he's fighting Dimitar, being like, Keith, like, roasting him or something.
No. Dimitar is not in the scene.
Okay. Are they talking?
I'm currently removing my nail polish with the screw.
Oh, I need to do that too. With the screw?
With the screw.
Okay, it's gotta be Keith or Ro. Don't tell me. Keith or Ro. Which one do I think? Why are you laughing at me? Is it not one of them?
No.
What? You already did one from Exile.
It's not from Exile.
And it's not Keith, so it can't be Keith making jokes about Dimitar's diaper. I cannot make you a king who looks good. Okay, so if we think about it as if it's not talking to Dimitar, then they could be saying either, like, Dimitar does not look good, or is not a king. Oh, who looks good? Could it be, like, he has a bad reputation?
No.
I'm trying to reason this out in everything I say. Okay, what is it? What is it? Oh, your computer's at 8%.
Oh, I have a cord in here.
Good. It's fine for now.
The quote is, I can make King Dimitar look cuddly. It's Grady in Nightfall.
Wow. I never would have guessed that.
No. It's my turn.
Here I am, giving you a rally quote. And you're like...
I had one Keith quote, okay? And I think you didn't even guess it, did you? Yeah, we did not comply with our order.
They're not famous, though. Okay, go ahead.
Well, that one was Sintin, and so it was famous. So, oh, it's your turn to read one to me.
Oh, wait, that one is famous. You're right. Sorry. Oh, it's my turn? Okay. See, one of these is funnier, but it's really obvious. So, this is not a quote from someone.
Mm-hmm.
Thing. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Keith ran in front of the noise, which could be used as offensive to him.
Is it an unlocked?
Nope.
So, I'm thinking completely on the wrong track here.
Keith ran in front of the noise, which could be used as offensive to him. I'll read you the beginning of the alternative quote. That's too easy.
Okay.
But I'm not going to read the end, because it'll give it away.
Okay.
Kefefe was dragged down and removed from his face. Making it possible for a noise that was better described as...
Uh-huh. So we're talking about Sophie's voice. Yeah?
No, making it Kefefe, or Keith, was dragged down and removed from his face, making it possible for a noise that was better described as, or Keith ran in front of the noise.
Oh, Keith ran a hand down his face, making a noise that was best described as frustrated ferret.
Yes.
Wait, read the first quote again, like the whole thing.
Okay. Kefefe was dragged down and removed from his face, making it possible for a noise that was better described as a frustrated man.
A frustrated man. What did the original one say? Did it say something about?
Keith dragged a hand down his face, making a noise that would probably be best described.
Oh, no, like the first, sorry, the first translated thing.
Oh, Keith ran in front of the noise, which could be used as offensive to him.
Offensive to him.
So you get, what book is that?
Well, I already guessed Unlocked, so did we say you had to do first try?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, we did.
First try for books, but the actual book must be Legacy, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's either, I thought it was Nightfall.
It's Legacy, because it's when he's trying to find out Sophie's parents, and Sophie's like, why would it be a problem me working with you? I don't want to talk about this.
Frustrated parent. We quote that all the time. Like, just yesterday, or was it earlier you quoted
yesterday,
it?
Yesterday, I said I was a sad ferret.
And I was like, ha ha ha. Because I had already translated these.
So next one.
So wait, how many points do you have? You have...
I guess I get one.
Seven.
Well, I guess Keith, but no one says it. It's the narration.
Yeah. And I said Keith immediately.
Mm-hmm. It's in the, like, original thing. Mm-hmm. So I'll get one for that.
So you have 7 points.
And six.
Are you sure? I thought you had six before.
I was tied with you before.
What is that?
Oh, well. Okay, continuing.
Okay. Oh.
'Tis my family. So the next one. Sophia is unique.
Sophie is special.
No.
What?
It's longer.
Okay. Sophie is special. Is that part of it?
Yes. But there's another word.
Sophie is very special.
A different word than very.
Sophie is extremely special.
A different word than extremely that still has E-X to start it off.
Sophie is extraordinarily special. Sophie is extraordinary.
No. And it does have special.
Sophie is extra special.
No. You also need to remember who said it, and there's more words before Sophie.
Okay.
It's already brewed.
Oh. Okay. Okay. There are so many people who could say this. Is it?
If you heard the whole quote, yes. 1 point for Sydney. I feel like 10 points to Gryffindor.
Okay, so I gotta think about this. I feel like I just read this. I wanna say it's...
You probably passed it whenever you were looking for that Tyrion quote for me.
It's not Tyrion, though, is it?
It's not Tyrion.
I think...
It's before that.
I think it's Alden.
Yes?
Yes! 2 points. Okay, because... Is he talking to the council? That's what I read last night. Mm-hmm. I was looking for something else, though, I think.
He's talking to Brunt.
Yeah. Sophie. I mean, I already got 2 points, so.
Sorry, I almost knocked the table over.
You do have 7 points, right? I really think you have seven. We should have been
writing
this down.
I'll take it.
So then we'd be tied right now.
Sure. I'll take 7 points.
Okay. Because I think you had
It was like we weren't going to give me the quote or the one that you gave me the hint for the quote.
Okay, maybe after this we can go back and tally it up and then say it at the end.
We'll tell you who actually wins.
Mm-hmm. Sophie is... Okay, what other X words are there? Extremely, extraordinary, extra...
Do you mean to tell you the word?
Okay, Sophie, read it again. It's just Sophie is unique, right?
Sophia is unique.
Sophia is unique. Sophie is... If you tell me the word, I can't get the point.
Nope. I'll still give you the point.
No.
Because you still need, like, 4 words before it.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Tell me the one word, and then I'll try to think of the other words.
Exceptionally.
Exceptionally!
Sophie is exceptionally special.
That's a weird, exceptionally special. That's almost as bad as exemplarily. That's not a word, is it?
I'm laughing at my last quote that I'm going to read you. Sorry.
That won't be a problem. Sophie is extremely special?
No.
Ah, okay.
I was like, wait, what's not a problem? Now the next quote's gonna be a problem.
I don't know. What is it?
It's more likely that Sophie is exceptionally special.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten that.
It's because Bront is like, oh, looks like the golden boy isn't as special as everyone thinks he is, because Sophie could get past his blocking. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, actually, Sophie's probably just very special. Mm-hmm. It's my turn to guess. Your turn to read.
Okay. It's another Latin.
Oh, no.
I think this is the one I literally only translated to Latin and was already laughing. Okay. The gem in the land to seek, I find not so much as the lightning.
What? The gem in the what?
The gem in the land to seek, I find not so much of the lightning.
Gem in the land to seek, I find not so much of the lightning. Okay, I'm just going to guess a book so that you can tell me which one it's in. And if I happen to guess right, then I happen to guess right. So, is it in Legacy?
Nope.
Okay, what book is it?
Unlocked. She looks so confused. So, this is a spoiler, but it's not actually, it's not an important quote, but it's in Unlocked.
Okay. Not important. Got it. Okay, and I'm just going to guess a character, and then if it's not them, I get to know the character. Is it Ro?
No. If you know the character, you're going to know it immediately.
Is it Orly?
Nope.
Is it Sophie?
No.
Is it Keith?
No.
Is it Ellen?
No. Okay, ready?
Who else
is Fiona.
Oh, she's not the sparkliest jewel in the tiara, if you know what I mean.
Very close. I think it's brightest jewel. But it might be sparkliest, you're right.
I don't know. Do I get 1 point for it still?
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're at, I'm at 7, you're at 8, we think.
Still one ahead.
Yeah.
We'll go back and make sure.
The gem in the land.
We might be tied.
I find not so much of the lightning.
Not so much of the lightning. Next time I'm around someone.
I want to do a whole scene like this.
Just Google translated.
And act it out. Okay.
That would be really fun.
Your turn?
All right. Light three times, because if there is no care, because there's fear, hold your breath.
What? Do it again.
You're probably going to know it.
Okay.
Light three times, because if there is no care, because there's fear, hold your breath.
Oh, your computer turned off.
Oh, it's dead. I'll plug it in.
It says you can do Touch ID. No, it's... Oh, yeah, it's at 6%. We're good. Say it again.
Light three times. Light. Because if there is no care. Because there is fear.
Because there is fear.
Hold your breath. If I told you who said it, you would get it. Probably.
See, but you've said that before, and I've gotten it wrong, so...
You should use my method.
What method? Oh, of asking, and then...
Yeah, and then if it's wrong.
So, hold your breath makes me think it's from... Okay, so wait. You did one from each quote, except there are a few doubles. From each book, sorry.
Yeah. I'll tell you if this is a double or not. I don't think it is. No, I think this is the only quote from this book.
Okay, so at first, hold your breath made me think, oh, it's going into... Wait a second. Is it Legacy?
Yes.
Yes, okay. No, it's Legacy, not Unlocked.
It's okay. Legacy, yeah.
Because at first I was like, is there some sort of thing they have to do to get into the storehouse?
No.
Okay, Legacy.
Door dramatically closes in the background.
Yep. Is it Forkel?
No.
It's not.
Didn't mean to tell you. Lord Cassius.
Lord Cassius? Does he say don't hold your breath?
No. It's, do you want me to, I'll still give you the point if you can get the quote, but do you want me to tell you, like, more context?
Sure.
Okay. He's talking about empathy.
Okay, say it all again.
Light three times. Because if there's no care, because there's fear, hold your breath.
I know what he's talking about. He's talking about the empathy to tell. Mm-hmm. I don't know that quote. I have read Legacy, like, twice. Mm-hmm.
I, like, memorized that quote because I was like,
yeah, oh, really? Tell. Okay, what's the quote? I still get a point, though, because I knew it.
Because you knew the book.
But I was talking about something totally different.
Yeah, but you were still on the right track, okay. Sort of. Light three times. That's the translated. You want to hear the original?
Yes.
Okay. Our hearts skip three beats. One from guilt, one from fear, and one like a held breath. Mm. It's like afraid we'll get caught is how mm-hmm. that goes on. But I was like, that would be hilarious to translate.
Yeah.
There's no way that would translate right.
Hold your breath.
Hold your breath. So it's my final quote.
Okay.
There should be one more.
This one has a bunch of alternatives. This is the one I did a few minutes ago and was laughing at. See, I want this to be hard because then we might end up tied.
We are tied right now.
Yeah, we are tied.
I think. Either we're tied or you're 1 point ahead.
Okay. Which one do I want to pick? That's my stomach growling.
That happened to me this morning.
Okay. Make sure you have the children of the month.
Make sure you have the children of the month. Okay. Is it from... I'm thinking. Children. Okay, is it from Unlocked?
Nope.
What book is it from?
Lodestar.
I feel like I should know it then. Make sure you have the children of the month. What happens in Lodestar? So Lodestar starts off. Okay. What does Lodestar start?
Say this out loud so they can hear you. Brainstorming.
Okay. Lodestar starts with Keef destroying Foxfire. Hopefully everyone who's listening to this has read Lodestar. We need to put Lodestar spoilers on this. Mm-hmm. Keef destroys Foxfire, then what was you going to say? Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, you were going
to
say,
I think. I was just going to say something like we need to put spoiler warnings for, or edit out spoilers.
The particular
spoilers.
Book.
Yeah, we could edit out some spoilers too.
Yeah.
Because they were unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, Lodestar. Keef destroys Foxfire. Then she goes home. She mentions that Orly read her emotions. Then she's like, Keef's gonna die. And then Mr. Forgle says, you and Mr. Simpson have a very special connection. And then something happens. I think it involves Fitz. And it gets fuzzy for a little while. Read the quote again.
Make sure you have the children of the month.
The children of the month. When do they go to the... Oh, that's Nightfall. Okay. Does Mr. Forkle say it?
Yes.
Oh, that's lucky. Oh, okay.
No, you got a point.
Now I'm either tied or winning. You kids something, probably. What does Mr. Forkle do in Lodestar? He does show up to Sophie and tell her that she was very smart to go to Orly. And she was like... He also says, Council Orly has been your loyal supporter. I only know whenever people talk about Orly. The Children of the Month. Make sure you have the Children of the Month.
When I read it, I was like, have the Children of the Month? Like, you're going to have a child every month? Make sure. Be sure.
I'm thinking, like, Employee of the Month, right? So these are, like, the best kids in the Lost Cities. Okay, which children come in?
It's so off. You're so far. Okay, I'm going to give you an alternative one.
Okay.
But.
I only get half a point if I guess it?
Yeah, you only get half a point, even though it would still make you win. Okay. Free Moon.
That's the whole thing? Free Moon? Is this... Oh, if I guess it... Wait, I get multiple guesses for the quote, right?
I guess. Not... Well, you have a final answer.
Okay.
Well, if you get close, I'll let you keep going. though. I'll tell you if you're close.
Is it the take care of my Moonlark thing?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Make sure you have the children of the month. I guess it thought it was like...
I knew he was talking to Orly.
I thought it... I guess it was like moon month. Like, how... I don't know. And then my favorite one. I thought you would get this one, but my favorite translation of that, which is the first one, is beware of moon children.
Beware of
how did it get children from Lark? Take care of my moon, Lark. Beware
because
of moon
Sophie
children.
Is Orly's child, and the elves are manipulating our Google Translate.
Yes! That's how it put Messenger.
Know, exactly. There was something else. Oh, like whenever you were typing in Google Docs, how it tried to put in the whole description for Exilium.
Uh-huh. That was so weird. So I was typing in Google Docs, and I clicked on it. Like, it put red underlined in red, Exilium, like, oh, you spelled it wrong. And I clicked on it to see... to try to make it go away, and it just came up with the description from the wiki of Exilium.
And, like, and pictures and
pictures!
Stuff.
I was like, whoa!
The elves are among us, everyone.
What happens if I click Sense In right here? Oh, nothing. It just wants to change the scene. Ignore.
Okay. Like how it gave Keith a middle name?
Mm-hmm. Keith Peanut Simpson. It's confirmed.
I still think it's Cassius. All right, I think that's all of them.
Cepheus.
Do you have any other any other quotes for this one?
Nope, that's all. What was your favorite quote? I forgot to mention.
Oh, we do have to
figure
out.
The last one, take care of my Moonlark, lost_in_the_lost_cities, which also have a podcast. They
cool.
Put that out.
Thank you for putting in an Orly quote. I think you knew I would appreciate
and
it.
That's why I was laughing, because you had take care of my Moonlark, too.
Right,
what was
from
yours?
Michael.
What was yours? Like,
what was
your translation?
Oh, take care of my shoes. That's how you guessed it so fast.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh, shoes. I don't know how Moonlark got turned into shoes. So, okay, we each have to figure out how many points we have. I'm going to pause it really quick, and then I'm going to start recording again whenever we know the point totals. Hi, everybody. Sorry about the slightly worse audio quality. So, at the end of the recording, we actually did not know who had won, and so we thought... somehow we had added the points together. We thought I had won. Well, I just went through as I edited it and added up everyone's points. It turns out that we are tied 10-10. So we may have to record a tiebreaker round. We may have to just say we're tied forever. I guess we'll decide that we're going to be recording pretty soon our next episode. But yeah, this one was pre-recorded a few weeks ago and we just figured out, I am recording this particular clip of audio on January 9th. I'm going to be releasing the podcast as soon as I finish. So yeah, we just figured out we're tied. So let us know what we should do, if you think we should do a tiebreaker round or if we should be tied forever.
Thank you for listening to the Forbidden Cities podcast. Leave us a review and tell a friend about the podcast if you liked us. Email us with comments and episode suggestions at theforbiddencitiespodcast@gmail.com. And to follow us on Instagram, just search @ForbiddenCitiesPodcast.